Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, I'm going to tell you why Vince McMahon was the loudest and angriest he has ever been. Loudest on this week's episode of WWE Raw.
Another surprise appearance teased for AEW's All Out pay-per-view this weekend.
I'm going to tell you which AEW wrestler a WWE partner said this about. They have children wrestling. How could they come near us?
And the real reason Charlotte Flair and Nia Jax beat the crap out of each other on Monday Night Raw. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm pretty sure this is going to be a good one.
Oh yes, this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off talking about, you called it yesterday. We were sitting here, we were talking about the cancelled matches from this week's Raw. What did you say, Adam Wilborn?
I said, I guarantee tomorrow we're going to be doing a story about how Vince McMahon ripped the script up at the last minute and rewrote the whole thing because that's what it felt like.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Good call. Brand new scenario. We've never had a story like this before ever. I'm pretty sure this is the first time we've ever reported on anything like this. PW Insider's Mike Johnson coming through describing a chaotic backstage situation in the writer's room this week for Raw, it seems. Vince has been, the whole situation has been described as one of the longest days that the creative team has seen in quite some time. Vince McMahon came through, decided he was extremely unhappy with everything, tore up the script on several occasions. He tore up the original idea, the original plans for the show, then the first redraft. He started accepting ideas or inviting ideas from everybody and apparently rejected them all.
What?
Good. So as of 6 p.m. EST, which is 2 hours before the show goes on air, there was nothing in place. No plan in place. They hadn't come to a decision.
A week to prepare for this.
It's insane, isn't it? It's absolutely insane. And Vince, while he was there, has been described by one of Johnson's sources as the loudest, and angriest they have ever seen him on the day of a show. So, yeah, just a pretty typically chaotic episode of Raw. Three matches cancelled this week. Morrison versus The Miz. Eva Marie versus Doudrop almost happened. Yeah. What was the other one?
Sheamus and Bobby Lashley.
Sheamus and large Robert Lashley. So yeah, whole bunch of stuff cancelled, man. It's just, they have a whole week to plan this stuff, like you say. And like, we were quite thankful last week because it was one of the few situations where they'd announced three matches in advance. It was like, oh cool, do this every week, this is good. And then they get to show day and go, nah, don't think so, boys.
Like it's
annoying.
The Miz John Morrison stuff, not jobbing John Morrison out to Omos, that was dumb. But the fact that match didn't happen, I'll give him a pass on that. Miz wasn't there.
Sure.
You know, we're not going to speculate as to why. But Doudrop and Eva Marie weren't only there. Sorry, Doudrop and Eva Marie weren't only there. They were in ring.
Yeah.
And he went, have Doudrop be more of a heel than Eva Marie, I suppose. That's the way to get her over.
Yeah.
And Sheamus and Bobby Lashley were literally there. I mean, granted, we got a mint
almost
triple threat US championship match out of it. But that's a stopped clock is right twice a day, isn't it? That's just like, you know, chance, you know, the amount of amazing wrestlers you've got there. If you rip a script up and go, you go and get in the ring. Yeah, they'll probably do some good stuff, especially if it's Drew McIntyre, Sheamus and Damian Priest. But it was chaotic. Like, I mean, even Miller on Ups and Downs was like, mate, I have no idea what's going on this show, right? And why was he so loud and angry? They're doing really good numbers as well, aren't they, on Raw now?
Yeah, I mean, they're solid. This week they did a 0.55, which was enough to finish top for all the cable rankings for the night. Like, they're good by modern standards at the moment, and it's just kind of, it's kind of odd. And, you know, the thing that gets me about that triple threat match is, yes, it was great. It was really good. But Drew took the pin, right? It was Drew that took the pin. Why not just do Drew and Damian one-on-one, and then you can still do Sheamus And lastly, Laird, crazy situation. Working for WWE Creative sounds like the worst job on earth. Hell.
I'm just going to read you this. I've done my own research here on agingcare.com. How to deal with angry elderly parents. Try to identify the root cause of their anger. The aging process is not easy. It can spark resentment in seniors who are living with chronic pain, losing friends, experiencing memory issues, and all the other undignified things that come with getting older. So if that helps the WWE Creative team, I mean, happy to do our part, I suppose. Yeah. But chill out, mate. It's Monday Night Raw. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about this guy, Ric Flair. He's been on Rene Paquette's Oral Sessions podcast and, well, I was going to say teased, said, basically, he is going to be in Chicago this week with his son-in-law-to-be, Andrade El Idolo, who's, of course, going to be facing Pac at All Out on Sunday. He was talking about this and this relationship that people speculate often between him and Tony Khan, saying, I don't know, I was about to do a Hulk Hogan then. I can also tell you something, brother, that's not him. Woo! All that, basically. I can also tell you, people started rumours. I'm not going to get into it, no need for that. Oh, he's going to AEW. He and Tony Khan are friends. Yes, we are friends, but I haven't heard a word from Tony. If he asks you, tell him I'm around, and he chuckles away. But he did say, yes, he is going to be in town for Andrade. I'm going to see Andrade when they hear the Nene Dino, that's John Moxley, and the Nat, they are going to hook it up. I don't know what that means, but he's probably going to pop up All Out, basically.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was reading when I read the transcript of this first. I had to go and listen to it. It looked like the Nini. I was like, who in the hell is
Nini? I thought he's bringing the Nene back.
Yeah, what's he on about, Ric Flair? Yeah, so obviously a lot of people will draw the line between him managing Andrade, maybe. Vicky didn't work out. Chavo,
no,
not really working out either, is it? A lot of people will be quick to draw that line. I think that Ric Flair going to AEW is pretty likely, isn't it?
He caught a wild promo on NWA show the weekend, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
Still got it.
To an extent, he still got it. The nature boy. The
please
Nini.
Don't get back in the ring. Please don't.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, I'd love to have one more match. And it's like, I know you'd love to have one, but this, i.e. your body, says, nah.
Tully did it this year, and it was quite good, but Ric Flair almost died a couple of years ago, so let's... we'll see what happens.
Don't just woo it, please.
Yeah, gee whiz. Right, we're going to move on to some comments here, interesting comments from Andrew Zarian, who was co-host the... It's a great name for a podcast. This, we're live, pal. It's tremendous. On Figure Four Online. Just talking about how, like, the perception of AEW compared to WWE, or what WWE thinks of the competition. Talking about how, for years and years and years, WWE has always been the we're the best, nobody's coming close to us company. That's kind of endured to a certain extent, but attitudes do seem to be shifting within WWE, at least to a degree. Kind of like talking about how initially WWE were like, AEW's a joke, blah, blah, blah. Who are they going to get? Kenny Omega? That guy's not going to make a difference, which is quite interesting that a WWE official would say that, considering that they tried to sign Kenny Omega. But he goes on talking about how things like Bryan Danielson potentially coming in, Adam Cole potentially coming in, people leaving like Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman, led to a few executives and a few people within the company saying, hold on, like, what's going on
what's
here?
What's this AEW thing I'm hearing?
Yeah, why are these people leaving? What's going on over there? Everything else. But the sexiest comment of all comes from Jungle Boy. It's an interesting one, this. I'll just read the quotation. I've seen conversations that happen amongst people that are in positions either within WWE, this is Andrew Zarian talking, or a partner of theirs, and for the longest time, those conversations were, hey, did you see this? This was a joke, relating to AEW. I'll give you an example. Jungle Boy, in one of these chats, and it wasn't a WWE chat that I have seen, the comment about Jungle Boy was, these guys have children wrestling. How do they even think they could come near to us? Now, that's a very interesting comment, considering that 15-year-old Gage Goldberg just got physical on WWE pay-per-view, and he's 9 years younger than 24-year-old Jungle. Nicholas Cohn, 10 years old, was tag team champion in 2018. You know, it's a really interesting way to dismiss somebody who's experienced an organic growth and improvement and everything else in AEW, and very WWE mentality of them.
I get it. You look at Jungle Boy and you see a young man. I don't see a child.
No.
Do they know what a child is?
I don't think they do. Are they just so used to seeing Goldberg and like Brock Lesnar and all these 40 and 50 year olds on the show that they're like, hey.
When Leon Ruff was a North American champion, oh my god, a kid's a North American champion in NXT. No, it's not how this works. God, they need to give their head a swivel, don't they, over in WWE. I haven't got a bloody clue. Speaking of not having a bloody clue, let's talk a little bit more about Nia Jax and Charlotte Flair's match, shoot fight, whatever you want to call it on Monday Night Raw. An update on this from PW Insider's Mike Johnson. This wasn't a work shoot. Don't get carried away, internet. It was exactly what you think it is. They got muddled, is the nicest way of putting it, and decided, no, we can fix this. Just hit each other really hard and, well, just do some pretty iffy-looking manoeuvres on each other and then slap the taste out of each other's mouths, basically. Exactly what we anticipated, Andy, again.
Yeah, exactly. And a nice note here as well, stating that there weren't any issues backstage afterwards, it seems. So it sounds like they just had the communication. They slapped each other around a bit. They got out of their system and it was done by the end. It wasn't a good match, obviously. Nope. It wasn't a good match, but I tell you what, it was fun to watch. And if nobody got hurt, yeah, I'll take that, to be honest.
Need a bit of spice for my Monday Night Raw. Three sodding hours. Right, anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Sean X and Lois? Lois. I'm going to go with Lois.
Let's go with that.
Good dog, first of all. Sean says, Lois has a question. Morning, Legends. Lois has a question. With all the talk of NXT being rebooted, do you see a WCW-type reboot where they strip all of the titles and start completely fresh?
Oh, man. You think they're going to have Paul Levesque coming out at the top of the show and going, it's a new era for NXT and everything else dying in the
Eric
corner.
Eric Bischoff, what's the matter, Sid? Forget your scissors.
I don't think we'll see anything to that extent. I think we will see the titles and everything else stay intact. But I can see them pushing the button on some storylines, maybe.
Yes, I think that's fair enough. Yeah. But like in terms of titles, I wouldn't really change a lot around now. I think they're in a good position. You got Swerve as champion. You got Samoa Joe as champion. You got Raquel Gonzalez, you got MSK, like for all of Stark, it's Ryan Stark.
Maybe fewer sushi segments, but you know.
But like them versus Casey Catanzaro and Kane Carter next week is going to be really enjoyable. Yeah, looking forward to that. Like that's not the issue. The issue is in who's got the titles. It's the dingy CWC and. Just so goddamn serious. Just lighten up a bit, lads.
I mean, it's going to look like a kids' TV show. I'm kind of here for it. Like, it's too dark. It's too oppressive. Get rid of the skulls, all that stuff. Let's just make it fun.
Yeah. Let's cheer up, everyone.
Yeah. Smile.
Right. Second question today comes from Knight051N. Is that meant to spell something? I don't know. It's too early. Anyway, they say, so tomorrow will be my first, or today will be my first wrestling show with Dynamite. I'm taking my dad with me. Have an amazing time.
That's awesome.
I always wanted to see a show with him as a kid, and I'm happy I can make this a reality. Have you ever gone to a wrestling show with family?
I've never gone to a wrestling show with family. I've always just gone with my friends or whoever, work colleagues who are also my friends. It's a great situation. But like, you know, if I was going to go with a family member, it'd probably be my dad as well, because like every time I talk to him about pro wrestling, he's like 70-year-old Scottish guy. He just talks about Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks, as you do if you're a certain era in the UK, asking if they're still going. I think Big Daddy's been passed away for about 15 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an interesting conversation every time, but I would like to hear my father just sitting there for 3 hours complaining about the show. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. I love my dad, but I'd probably take my mom.
I'd go to a show with your dad.
Oh God. Yeah. It'd be absolute carnage, but my mom would just, she probably would jump the barrier. She'd get in there and they're hurting him. I've got to stop this.
Taking Baron Corbin out. Like.
Right, anyway, final question today comes from Gregory James, who says, good day, lads. Good day, Gregory.
Hello, Greg.
Is it possible all the news about Bryan Danielson appearing earlier than expected is a possible swerve, and it's actually Adam Cole who shows up at the end of All Out?
Yeah, so I think you play a dangerous game when you do things like that, for sure. And certainly the Brian Cole, I almost said, hey, combine them both. The Bryan Danielson teasers haven't been as, hey, best in the world, see it, Chicago. They've not been as overt as CM Punk. But I think if you build that expectation, it is dangerous to swerve over to someone else. I will say, however, that I don't think anyone's going to be particularly disappointed if Adam Cole shows up on Sunday.
Oh, no, only Adam Cole.
Oh, I hate that guy. Damn. It's not like they're swapping him for, I don't know, Psycho Sid. Or so, I'd pop for that, actually. But no, I don't think it will be a swerve, but it's a safer swerve than it could be.
Yes, exactly. Either way, everyone gets sent home happy. I will say this. I just wish here at What Culture we do some sort of podcast about, I don't know, what to expect with Daniel Bryan and AEW. Maybe that'll be coming your way in the next few days on this channel and as a podcast. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's finish today with today's and finally. And my best friend, MJF, who woke up and chose violence, tweeting, deep dish pizza is a flipping abomination.
That's a terrible take. That's a terrible take. Have you ever heard of Long Island pizza? I googled it this morning just to see what's going on with MJF and his maybe preferred style of pizza. Cheese vapors are involved.
It's what?
Cheese vapors in the oven apparently are involved in Long Island iced pizza. So I'm not sure MJF's got a leg to stand on here. He's right 99.9% of the time, but your pizza takes the trash, Max. I'm sorry.
Wow. Well, there's only one way to settle
it's
this.
It's a fake
Max.
Burberry scarf as well.
Just let me know and I'll pop over and we'll go for pizza and we'll settle this properly. Or we'll take the pizza connoisseur Adam Cleary, who actually knows about these sorts of things.
Well, he thinks he does.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the NXT review and the AEW Dynamite preview to come later on today. And maybe in the next few days, if you subscribe, something about Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson in AEW. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
You follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey, I'm the real pizza expert, Pizza Hut number one.
You can follow me at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you
Isn't
soon.
Isn't it crazy how Domino's is better than Neapolitan?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.